Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mind Gravity Podcast. I'm your host, Rohan Handa. This episode is part of the Mind Gravity Podcast's Weekend Food for Thought series. Here, I will talk about a subject of interest that allows us to shift our minds to reflect on things that are larger than just our day-to-day and our busy work life. It provides a pause for our minds to think outside our proverbial box. This episode, we will talk about controlling consciousness and our mind with a neat little trick called daydreaming. Let's go. Contrary to what we tend to assume, the normal state of the mind is chaos. Without training and without an object in the external world that demands attention, people are unable focus their thoughts for more than a few minutes at a time. It is relatively easy to concentrate when attention is structured by some outside stimuli. This could be a movie playing on the screen, or when while driving in heavy traffic, you tend to focus more. If one is reading an exciting book, the same thing occurs. But most readers still begin to lose concentration after a few pages, and their minds wander away from the plot. At that point, if they wish to continue reading, they must make an effort to force their attention back to the page. You don't usually notice how little control we have over the mind, because habits channel psychic energy, or psychic entropy, so well that thoughts seem to follow each other by themselves without a hitch. After sleeping, we regain consciousness in the morning when the alarm rings, or when the sun's out, or when you hear the cock-a-doodle-doo, and then walk to the bathroom, and as if like your body has been channeled to pick up the brush, apply some toothpaste, and brush our teeth. The social roles culture prescribes then take care of shaping our minds for us, and we generally place ourselves on autopilot till the end of the day, when it is time again to lose consciousness in sleep. But have you wondered, when we are left alone with no demands on attention, on our focus, the basic disorder of the mind reveals itself. There's so many thoughts pulling for your attention. With nothing to do, it begins to follow random patterns, usually stopping to consider something painful or disturbing, and in some cases even some happy past, but mostly dull. Unless a person knows how to give order to his or her thoughts, attention will be attracted to whatever is most problematic at the moment. It will focus on some real or imaginary pain, on recent grudges or long-term frustrations, or anything that's negative that keeps attracting you to it. Entropy, just as in nature, is the normal state of consciousness of our mind as well. A condition that is neither useful nor enjoyable. To avoid this condition, people are naturally eager to fill their minds with whatever information is readily available, as long as it distracts attention from turning inward or dwelling on negative feelings. But have you realized, like when you're trying to get away from your own internal negative feelings, but your mind's already directed in a negative frame of reference, you continue to look for more negative information, like how many deaths has occurred in COVID-19, where all the riots are happening for the Black Lives Matter, or what other negative news can I surf for online? It is natural, and unless you learn how to focus your mind, this will continue to happen. This explains why such a huge proportion of time is invested in watching television, despite the fact that is very rarely enjoyed compared to like other sources of stimulation, like reading, talking to other people, or working on some kind of a hobby. TV can provide continuous and easily accessible information. Well, in these days, if you don't have a TV, you obviously have your laptop, you have internet. So a lot of information is available to you at a click of a button. And it's easily accessible information that structure the viewer's attention at a very low cost in terms of the psychic energy that needs to be invested. While people watch, they need not fear that their drifting minds will force them to face disturbing personal problems. Thus, it is understandable that once one develops the strategy for overcoming psychic entropy, to give up the habit becomes almost impossible. The better route for avoiding chaos in consciousness is through habits that give control over mental processes to the individual rather than to some external source of stimulation, such as Netflix or binge watching on Amazon Prime. But in order to acquire such habit, it requires practice. And the kind of goals and rules that are inherent for such focus. For instance, one of the simplest ways to use the mind is daydreaming. Many times you'll find yourself thinking, you're a millionaire or a billionaire on a yacht somewhere in the middle of the Pacific, perhaps close to, I don't know, French Polynesia, near Bora Bora. The turtle blue water is so fantastic. And then you come back. Or just playing out some sequence of events as mental images. But even this apparently easy way to order thought is beyond the range of many of us. And I think this daydreaming activity is very beneficial. It's a great creative output of thoughts that are already in your head to form some kind of shape. In fact, Jeremy Singer, the Yale psychologist who studied daydreaming and mental imagery more than perhaps any other scientist, has shown that daydreaming is a skill that many children never learn to use. Yet, daydreaming not only helps create emotional order by compensating in imagination for unpleasant reality, as when a person can reduce frustration and aggression against someone who has caused injury by visualizing a situation in which the aggressor is punished. But it also allows children, and in fact adults, to rehearse imaginary situation so that the best strategy for confronting them may be adopted. Like, think about it for a minute. I have been in this situation where I'm rehearsing a pitch, a presentation that I have to give to some executive team member or some management. And I'm standing in front of the mirror or just sitting at my desk, rehearsing the words, rehearsing the slides that I need to present. And every time I rehearse those mental images in my head about how I'm going to deliver, what I'm going to deliver, I've actually delivered better. That is the power of daydreaming, because it enhances your ability. It augments your confidence and provides you various scenarios, provides you the imagination to imagine various scenarios on areas where you may fail and how you may do better. So, alternative options considered, unanticipated consequences discovered, all results that help increase the complexity of consciousness. And of course, when used with skill, daydreaming can be very enjoyable. So I urge you guys to let the thoughts in your head settle down. Try to imagine a situation far away from your current reality. Imagine how you'd respond to it, what you would do. Let your mind dream a little in broad daylight. Let the creative energies flow. Go for a walk. See yourself walking in some redwood forest, if that helps you. But let your mind wander. Or as I say, all those who wander are not lost. Namaste.